T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got our loud and local band of the week. This week, it's Kids on Fire. It's our loud and local band of the week, Kids on Fire. You want to find out where they're playing, how they get the music, just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
Check out their records, Songs in the Key of Bummer. And if you want to see them in a couple weeks, you can see them over at the Funhouse. They're playing on February 7th.
And if you're loving local music, you're going to love Sunday nights here on The Rock, because every Sunday night, 8 o'clock, it's 2 solid hours of great Pacific Northwest music. Bands like Kids on Fire.
Friday, everyone, and I don't want to depress anybody.
Oh, well, you're already in the room. Too late.
Oh, great. But this isn't even the last Friday of the year, of the month. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, there's still another Friday in the month of January. This month is not ending.
It's literally January 74th right now.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the idea? People are just tired
it's
of
just,
January?
Yeah, I'm tired of January. It takes too long to get out of this stupid month, and I mean, it's just the same sort of everything, but it just seems to go forever.
I'm fortunate because I've got friends that have birthdays, our buddies.
So there's things to party about with.
Yeah,
why are you in such a rush to get out of January?
Yeah, January's been good to me.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, it's nothing. It's like you're just trying to
eat
well.
So then what's February gonna, everything's going to be amazing?
Well, I mean,
February 1st, everything goes like into Awesomeville?
Yes. Well,
see, I disagree.
It's leap month.
Oh, yeah.
That was going to be an extra.
Oh, so then you'll be like, oh my gosh, just February won't end.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah. And I think February really, in a way, can kind of suck because first you got Valentine's Day.
Which is fantastic.
Which is awesome.
See, I think it's pressure.
It's overrated.
You guys, yeah, it's
damn.
Wow.
If I was, if I was the person that wasn't responsible to have to make, you know, Valentine's work, but I'm of the old school generation. It's my job to make it romantic and nice.
Yeah, I'm excited. I get to go eat at a fancy restaurant.
You can do that in January since you get so much more extra time.
I guess that's a good point.
Yeah. No, but you're making
easier
up
to make reservations.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Do you pick the restaurant, Rev, or she do everything?
I do. Yeah, right, I
well,
do.
Right,
yeah,
fair enough. Yeah.
And I have a lot of fun doing it, too.
See, if you do, I hate, I feel like, the problem with, like, you know, trying to pick something for somebody is if you feel like you get it wrong, it ruins everything. My wife ruined
that self-imposed stress.
Yeah. My wife ruined it 1 year because we got, all of us got her presents, and the kid sat there and she said, these are the worst presents I've ever got. Don't you know who I am?
Oh, my God.
My wife had a meltdown, and the kids and I were like, you're supposed to just say thank you. What the hell? So, like, I'm traumatized by that. I don't want to pick anything for my wife.
Wow.
Because I don't want to go through that again going, don't I know you? No, you're another human being. I don't have telepathy. I don't know you. So now I'm going to ask you questions every day for the rest of your life about what you like because you didn't know how to just say thank you.
Wow.
That's
Friday, everybody.
Oh, yeah, like I said, sorry if I depressed anyone.
Five Fridays equals five paydays.
Yeah, if you're eating it weekly, yeah, that works. Mm-hmm. Nice.
And the text says, every day is Valentine's Day with my girlfriend.
Aww.
Okay, he's
now, his wife doesn't know that, guys.
Makes sense. That makes more sense.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Scott in Seattle. Scott, are you there?
Yes, sir.
What's he playing for today, Steve? Tickets to see Five Finger Death Punch along with Papa Roach. They're going to be over at the Tacoma Dome on April 23rd. Go to KISW.com for all the details.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to see Five Finger Death Punch, get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
For those playing at home, Scott will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Scott, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
What 2004 movie stars Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore and takes place in Hawaii?
51st Dates.
Yes. Which company was the first to offer a Valentine's Day chocolate box?
Pass.
The Today Show is broadcast on what network?
NBC.
Yes. Which artist released 1983's Love is a Battlefield?
Pat Benatar.
Yes. According to the saying, hell hath no fury like a woman what?
Scorned.
Yes. On the TV show Mayans MC, what does the MC stand for?
Motorcycle Club.
Yes. In the nursery rhyme, what line follows rub-a-dub-dub?
3 men in a tub.
Yes. What geometric shape is a UFC ring?
Octagon.
Yes. Need You Tonight was a hit for which Australian band?
Oh, yeah, that's, sorry.
Which Kubrick film had the subtitle, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb?
Clockwork Orange?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
Oh, I didn't realize that was a Kubrick film.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, it's a good one, too.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it holds up, but...
Is Peter Sellers on that?
He believes so, yeah.
Okay, yeah,
yeah, good call on that one.
Yeah, I thought so, yeah.
It was one of the first DVDs I ever got when I got a DVD machine.
I've never seen it.
What?
I know. It was before my time.
I mean, yeah, but it's also like... I mean...
Yeah. My problem was, is I was like... It's not the Pink Panther. It's the only thing I like that dude in. It's just the Pink Panther movies. And anything that's like, you know, not that, I'm like, no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What 2004 movie stars Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore and takes place in Hawaii?
Oh, great movie. 51st Dates.
Yes.
Love that one.
Which company was the first to offer a Valentine's Day chocolate box?
Company Hershey's?
No.
Mars?
No.
Lovers.
No. Yeah. The Today Show is broadcast on which network?
NBC.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Which artist released 1983's Love is a Battlefield?
Pat Benatar.
Yes.
According,
according to the saying, hell hath no fury like a woman what?
Time in a month.
No.
Scorn.
Yes.
Wow.
On the TV show Mayans MC, what does the MC stand for?
Motorcycle Club.
Yes. In the nursery rhyme, what line follows rub-a-dub-dub?
Oh, 3 men in a tub.
Yes.
It's a weird thing when you think about
it.
It
what geometric shape is a UFC ring?
Octagon.
Yes. Need You Tonight was a hit for which Australian band?
Oh, man. That song's awesome. NXS.
Yes. Which Kubrick film had the subtitle, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb?
It's a movie.
Yeah.
Debbie Does Dallas. I don't know.
No.
Yeah. He went old school with that.
He
Steve.
Did. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win, Steve. 8-7.
Sorry,
Clockwork
Scotty.
Orange.
No, not Clockwork Orange, but at least you got a Kubrick film there with
that
one.
Right. Yeah. It was Dr. Strangelove.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dr. Strangelove.
The Marvel hero?
No, that's Dr. Strange. Dr. Strangelove was basically about the military and the nuclear threat and all that stuff.
Was it one of his first movies, if not the first one?
I don't know for sure on that one.
Yeah, because it's old school.
It's black and white. It's old school.
Peter Sellers, the Pink Panther dude, was in it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I won, right?
Yes, you did.
I feel like I'm
I thought we were going to miss a song.
Nope.
That would have been awesome.
Shout out to his new album then.
Or playing something from his old record.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
The only one other that you missed besides the Kubrick one was which company was the first to offer a Valentine's Day chocolate box?
It's one of two. It's either Whitman's or Brock's.
You're wrong.
It's not Whitman's.
No. Think Cream Egg.
Huh?
Oh.
Cadbury, really?
Cadbury was the first ones.
Those Brits.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Doing it first. I like that. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Steve. You won with 8 correct.
Thank you.
Call number 8. Guess what's happening for you? You are checking out Five Finger Death Punch and Papa Roach at the Tacoma Dome in April. Caller number 8, 206-421-ROCK. Congrats to caller number 8. Here's a lovely study that, you know what? At least I'm part of my people. 82% of Americans have indeed cried during a movie, according to this new poll. 91% of women, and yes, 71% of men. So there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It happens. Happens to the best of us. It's going to happen, right?
I mean, are we getting too much estrogen, though, if all of us are doing it? And some people say sometimes if you have too much tofu, you get too much estrogen.
You know how much tofu you're going to have to eat to get too much estrogen?
I don't know. I'm not a professional.
Like a giant thing of tofu.
Are you sure?
Tofu. Yeah.
We're all crying. They weren't crying before. Oh, my dad wasn't crying.
I'm sure he was. He just didn't want to admit to it.
Oh, you think?
I think people are more in touch with themselves.
Yeah, they are.
Do you remember what's the last thing? It's going to have to be a movie. Anything that you were watching. That led you to tears.
Ooh, boy, oh boy. Yes.
What was it?
It's every time it was, and people, even though they hated the movie, it was The Rise of Skywalker. Whenever the hero wins.
Yeah, something about being triumphant.
And I'll tell you what it is. It's a trigger because Luke, of course, in episode 6, you know, he basically gets help from his pops, Darth Vader, to defeat the bad guy. Palpatine and Darth. And so, and the idea was, is that the same thing that happened to Rey. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, but Rey has to defeat the dude. And even more so, it's like about family and
now that family thing. That's what gets you, man.
Hits me in the feels that, she basically, had to go against family.
Mine was a concert I was watching on television just a couple nights ago or days ago because my wife was gone doing some stuff. So it was just me and Tatum, the baby. And I was like, I didn't want to get up and go to the record player, but I was like, I don't feel like watching TV. I want to listen to some music. So I do this thing from time to time where I'll watch Pearl Jam live videos on YouTube. There's a YouTube page, some guy or girl, whoever it is, Better Than Nothing Videos. They take the live bootleg audio tracks that the band puts out. So they always put out their concerts.
Okay.
And they go online and find fan shot footage from that show and splice it together so it's like a multi-camera experience, which is really cool. So you get the good quality audio, and then sometimes it's just like a random shot of someone from far away. Sometimes it's like someone in the second row. You never know, but it's kind of cool that you have good audio and you get to see the concert. So I'm watching the show from Safeco Field that I was at, and it's me and my kid. I'm trying to really expose her to Pearl Jam, like right from day one.
All right.
And they play a song called Porch off of their first record. It always gets me. When they do it live, they break it down. It goes forever. And then when it comes back in, I got goosebumps just thinking about it. It brought me to tears.
Wow.
Just because I was like, I'm sitting here with my kid and this is my favorite Pearl Jam song and this moment's happening. I was there originally and it makes me think about being there with my buddy. And I just got kind of overwhelmed by it. It was cool.
Man.
And I'm going to do it all again with Ryan Castle when we go to Phoenix, Arizona to go see them. I'm going to hold him like my child and cry. He doesn't know that yet.
No, I think you probably shouldn't tell him either. Just do it. Just surprise him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Danny? Titanic?
No, the Seahawks game.
Oh, yeah.
I did literally get a tear in my eye when they lost. I was like, I wanted them to go so far. But actually, movie, probably Titanic.
Yeah.
And Notebook. I was crying during the Notebook.
Sarah, that's her favorite. She had, it's one that brings a tear to her eye. How about you, Vic?
So for me, it was definitely the last Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, when Doctor Strange and all them open up all those gates and everyone comes flooding out, from that moment to the end of the movie, I did not stop crying.
Dude, you're right. That's when I started crying. Because I recently watched that with my wife.
Uh-huh.
And it's I knew it was coming. So I'm like, all right, well, listen, I'm going to prepare for this because I know I'll cry, but I'm not going to cry. I couldn't stop.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
The moment for me was when Captain America picked up Mjolnir.
Oh, God.
It was so amazing. I'm getting goosebumps right now, and it's dumb comic book hero movie, but it was so fantastic.
And I know it was a scene that a lot of people hated and a lot of people called force, but the scene when all the women team up, I started crying even more. I don't know why. It just felt like, you know, that little nerdy kid, you know, got to see these badass ladies on, like, screen and kick some ass.
I don't know. And Vicky, I don't understand why human beings can't understand that when somebody sees somebody that's a representative of them, and it really hasn't happened a lot because of just the way movies were white male focused for so long, it makes complete sense to me that you can go, look at this. They're giving us a moment.
Was it, what is the word, fan, where they're just kind of shoveling?
Oh, fan service.
Fan service? Hell yeah, it was. And guess what? I'm very thankful for it.
Yeah, but the thing is that, you know what? Those women were in the movie. Those women did kick ass. I mean, I wasn't bothered by that at all. I get what they were doing, but I also get that, hey, you know, we've got a brotherhood. We've seen lots of brotherhood moments. Why can't there be a sisterhood moment? And also, why can't there be a moment where somebody like you, for all these years, gets to see yourself on screen? I don't see, and yet so many old white guys complain, and I'm just like, you know what?
Well, old white guys complain. I never met one.
Yeah. Well, I like to think I complain for the good of America, but I really am tired. I really am tired of hearing my old white guy friends complain about them not seeing old white guys in movies. It's like, you've had your time. Let somebody else have a time and just enjoy the movie.
I'll put a mirror up by your TV. Go watch that old white guy all the time. Stare at yourself.
There you go. Well, you know what? There's Steve's answer. You go, just stare at yourself with a mirror next to your TV.
Top thing coming in is Rudy, the movie Rudy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
It's been a long time, but yeah, I know.
So many good moments, especially like when the whole team's handing over their jersey, putting it on the table.
Yeah.
That was cool. And then the ending as well, of course.
Yeah.
It's not feeling it?
No, you know what? I mean, it's just been a long time. Okay. But you know what? I get it. For sport, for people, you know, a movie like that, mine was always sci-fi stuff. But I get it. It's the same deal.
Did you cry when Spock and the whale died?
Spock and the whale?
Didn't he die in that whale one? The whale movie?
Those two separate movies, sir.
Yeah, sorry.
My bad, man.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, really, the whale one was when we were trying to get Spock, you know,
back. Isn't that the one we put the thing on the screen? Yeah. And we were like, dang.
No, that was
Wrath of Khan.
Oh.
Okay.
I tried.
Uncultured. Yeah, you did try. Didn't do a good job.
Close.
But you know, you tried. At least you got the right. At least you got the right franchise.
Nice,
I'll give you that
effort.
Yeah, exactly. Nice effort. Didn't you cry when Spock and the whale died?
Yeah.
Okay. Or did you cry when Spock died?
Oh yeah.
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 That was a powerful moment.
That was a big move. That was a big. I don't know if it was for you, but it was for me.
It was for my dad. I remember him watching it.
It was a shocker too. I mean, you know, for the time when you think back in the '80s, no one ever really did stuff like that, killing off main characters. So that was a pretty cool moment. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is time for you to pick the topic and for you to guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll take your calls. We'll take your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by the Seattle Boat Show. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic and you guide the show. What does that mean to you? I'm going to tell you right now. It means that you are in charge of this fine program. Whatever it is you want to bring to the table, it's up to us to enforce that. Of course, Steve does have a rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we'll have to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Texter says, I would like to hear what BJ thought of the new Star Trek show, Picard.
Please, people, please stop asking me.
Why? You're the one who talked about how excited you were. You spent hours talking about
this. I didn't get to watch it last night because I didn't want to go to bed too late. So,
what time did it start?
Well, it starts anytime. I just had a full day, and when I got home, I was like, ooh, should I? I'm going to watch it after the show today. But Joey Deez watched it, and Joey Deez liked it. He had a problem with one of the characters on the show, and he's hoping that that character grows on him. He also had a little problem trying to figure out what the hell's going on, because it's a little timey-wimey because of the timeline issues of what J.J. Abrams did with the movies. But I've heard good things about it, so I'm looking forward to watching it, that's for sure.
I saw a Rev tweet about it, like something about he was pissed off or something.
Oh, did you watch it, Rev?
No, I was making a joke that they tried to crib off of The Mandalorian's Baby Yoda by making Baby Data.
Oh, I thought that legitimately happened.
No, other people did too, so I deleted it. People were getting mad.
Yeah, because, that's exactly. I would have thought there was a Baby Data in there, and I would have been, damn,
why would they have a Baby Data?
Why would they have a Baby Yoda?
Exactly.
All right, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, sell merchandise.
Yeah.
Vicky, you saw it?
I haven't yet, but I do want to see it, especially because of all the stuff BJ's been saying.
You're going to watch it?
Yeah, I love Patrick Stewart.
Oh, that's why, because you didn't watch Discovery.
No, and it's funny because I started doing more research into it because you were saying like, oh, there's nobody really under 30. This is such a young cast, but there's only one person under 30 in this whole cast.
Really?
Everyone's like 30 and like 34 and up.
When you're 60, everybody's young.
Yeah.
So you got 40-year-olds.
Okay, you know what? Here's the thing, and maybe Steve is right. I looked at everybody in the teaser.
A bunch of whippersnappers.
They really all looked very young to me. Okay, so
they're all older than me.
All right. Well, Vicky, it's so funny. You know, and star power means something. Because you like Patrick Stewart, you're going to watch a show, and frankly, it's funny. You will have no info going in at all. You're not a Star Trek fan. You're not going to know anything. Next Generation had 7 seasons of episodes. They had 5 movies, I think. And you're going to know nothing about any of this. That's really something.
I mean, if I don't get it, I'll probably just go on the internet like I always do and just kind of read up on it.
Yeah, I hope that's the case. I hope it is a show you can...
Cliff Notes.
Just reading the Wikipedia reviews or the synopsis?
Well, there's a few sites that'll say, hey, you need to watch these episodes, and then you just get the name of the episode, and you just find the synopsis of that episode, and then you're good.
Yeah, I think I would recommend, Vicky, if you're confused, then go back and watch the episodes they say. But I'd like to know if you could walk in on it without even knowing anything, because I think that's the key to a new show, is that you better not have to know the history, because people might go, well, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. Well, I know our buddy Ian from Metal Shop, one of the hosts of Metal Shop, said, Picard just blew my mind. Pretty amped for this show.
Oh, I'm very happy to hear that because he's a young dude.
Yeah.
That's really cool because, I mean, it's hard to believe, but Star Trek The Next Generation started, I think, in 86. That's so long ago. And I remember when it came on, this is the new Star Trek show. It's going to be so good because the other show's so old. And now this is, I mean, really, Next Generation is the old show.
Someone said, I thought it was great. The opening scene had me in tears.
Oh.
Don't get ready to cry.
All right, I'm going
to
do that. I'm telling you, as soon as I get home this morning, about 10:30, I'm going to pop on the CBS app, because that's the only place you can get it, on the CBS app, and I'm going
to
watch it. I don't know if it's 4K or not.
Into the weekend.
I'm going to put it on my 4K TV. Don't know if it's 4K or not, but I'm going to watch it on the big screen. I'm very stoked. But I've heard good things about it. I'm excited for it. Patrick Stewart's a great actor, and I just love Star Trek. So, of course, I know I'm going to love it. I mean, it's going to be hard for them to make a bad Star Trek show. I even liked a lot of Enterprise, and that's considered one of the worst ones ever made, and I still liked it.
Nice.
Listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
We were talking earlier about just certain brands, the logos are iconic, like the Apple logo is the most recognizable logo that we've ever seen. Somebody brought up a point because we were talking about someone had a Roxy tattoo on them. And I'm like, oh, that's a clothing line. And I did not know this, but a lot of people have been texting in. The Roxy logo is 2 Quicksilver logos made to look like a heart. It was their nod to their female side of their clothing line.
I had no idea. So it's Quicksilver's female clothing line.
I said Volcom. You're right, though. It was completely Quicksilver.
Oh.
We're going to have a meeting about that after the show, Dan.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, your lack of knowledge of
how cool is
surf
that?
Apparel.
They basically just tipped it on its side and then reversed it and got themselves the heart. I never knew that.
Oh.
That's pretty cool.
I'll be honest. I didn't think it was a heart. I thought it was something else.
Oh. Oh. Can I see what that else is? Just so I see if I do a Rorschach. I'd see what comes into my brain. The upstairs or downstairs? I thought it might be upstairs. Is he thinking downstairs?
Downstairs. Almost like when you cut open an apple in half.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. I wonder how women feel about that. If that's exactly what... I mean, that had to be accidental. All they did was just tip it on its side. I don't think they meant it to look that way.
You never know. This might have been its master plan since day one.
Yeah.
And they worked backwards to do this.
Exactly.
We're going to do half of the JJ sign and put it in Quicksilver. Nobody will know.
Okay. At some point, we need to end up with this logo, but we got to ease people into it.
Exactly. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. We got more of your calls, more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
Texts are coming in about things that we've cried about, because we were talking about that earlier, about how... That way, like 70% of guys say that they've cried.
Yeah.
And the other 30% are lying.
82% of Americans actually say they cry at the movies.
Right. Yeah. So we've gotten a few people saying a Green Mile when the electric chair. That's from John.
Ooh, wow, yeah.
Someone said, I cried listening to Ted Smith tell stories about his coach that passed away. Yeah, unfortunately, Ted's a coach from his high school who was very close to him, almost like, you know, like more than just a coach.
Yeah.
Sadly passed away. And I remember seeing Ted right before their show. I'm like, oh, that sucks, man. That's the worst.
You know, when you're lucky enough to have a mentor in your life who's, you know, obviously not your father or whatever, but somebody who's just, you know, somebody who's not related to you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, coaches can definitely be that. Yeah, it is surely a tough moment when they leave the planet.
Morgan Wooten is the name of the coach, Coach Wooten. It's to the point where, like, the Baltimore Ravens tweeted about it, sending their love to him.
Oh, wow. So he was a really famous coach.
A legendary coach for DeMatha High School.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How cool is that? That somebody that well respected and Ted got to be coached by the guy. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you don't, obviously it's sad, but it's got to feel good as a family to know that your family member left such a profound impact on people that a sports franchise is sending their regards.
That's all you really want in life. I mean, I can't speak for women, but for men, you really just want to leave this planet knowing that you've really helped, like, the next generation, and you've really been a good force in people's lives. Because, mm-hmm. you know, Pete Carroll talks about it. A lot of good coaches talk about the fact that it's not just about getting these guys to play well on the field, but helping them be good human beings and have good lives. That's what a really good coach does.
Absolutely. So we had a question for you, BJ.
Yes.
Are you guys, or any of you guys, anyone going to Emerald City Comic Con in March? My daughter and I will be going for the first time ever on the Saturday event. What do I expect? And do all people get dressed up or no?
You know,
definitely get dressed up.
Yeah, get dressed up. It's not all people get dressed up, but what happens is all of us, I would say, wear something that represents our geekness. We might not go full cosplay, but you know me, I'll always have some t-shirts. It's a tradition. Vicky usually buys me a brand new t-shirt every year at Comic-Con. So yeah, I will be there. Just look for the board games area. Also, I think Zulu's Board Game Cafe is going to have a store set up there, and we'll be right near them. So that if you see Zulu's, you will see me, that's for sure.
I don't normally dress up. If you're going to be running around, Saturday is the busiest day. And if you want to dress up mildly or full-on costume, get comfortable shoes. Seriously. Yeah. And wear deodorant, because a lot of people don't get that memo.
Please.
Please wear deodorant.
Does anyone do that? Do they have any, like, deodorant, like, checkpoints or something like that?
There needs to be.
1 year.
It's a good idea, yeah, right?
1 year, Old Spice was going around with hot chicks that were giving out teeny tiny things of deodorant.
Yeah. I wish they'd do that every year. Yeah.
Why don't you guys make Geek Nation deodorant?
Oh, my God, yes.
That's a brilliant
That's
idea.
That's actually really good.
I'm full of brilliant ideas.
That's actually a
really
man.
Good
you
idea.
You got till March.
That's all right. True.
If you guys can, find a thing, I mean, Vicky can run around handling
branding deodorant.
Yes, yeah, see if we can get branded deodorant.
Never thought that I'd do that for my job, but yeah. I'm digging it.
Little mini deodorant sticks,
handed out by little mini Vicky.
What kind of scent do you guys want?
The scent of greatness.
Beef.
Something that's just
beef.
I'm kidding.
It's what's for dinner.
Like Mantastic Hurricane.
Okay.
I was thinking like Fresh Blast, but that's just because I'm selfish and I wanted to pocket a few of these.
I want to go with the Wolf Thorn.
Wolf Thorn.
That's actually one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. Or there is a cologne called Tiberius, which is supposed to make you smell like Captain Kirk. So if we can get deodorant like that.
Tiberius.
Wow. Did you see, I think the entire cast of Back to the Future is coming to Comic-Con?
Yeah.
The entire cast? Well, I mean, maybe not like the random extras, but the main people.
Yeah, but the main folks.
Michael J. Fox.
Wow. Christopher Lloyd, obviously.
Yeah, I think.
And the
other people.
His mom, yeah. What's her name? The one that played his mom. I can't think of who it is. And Crispin Glover, right? He's going to be there. Biff is going to be there. if the entire cast, those are the main guys.
Crispin Glover wasn't Biff.
No, Crispin Glover's going to be there, and Biff is going to be there, yes.
Christopher Lloyd, Michael J. Fox definitely are there.
I don't know Biff's name. That's the problem. Yeah. I don't know that actor's name. Yeah, George McFly is, of course.
Christopher Lloyd, Leah Thompson, Tom
Wilson.
That's
it, Leah Thompson.
And Tom Wilson. They're all going to be there.
Oh, so no Crispin.
I guess not.
Okay. I think Tom Wilson was Biff, right?
I think Tom Wilson played Biff.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you got to have Biff there.
Yeah, I mean, Crispin Glover, he's a good guy, but if you had to miss anybody, I'd be interested to see Leah Thompson. I always had a thing for Leah Thompson.
You can tell her that then.
Yeah.
It's a 35-year anniversary of Back to the Future.
Yeah, wow. And it still holds up. It's
That's
a great
insane.
Movie.
That's pretty
insane.
Cool, man, that the Comic-Con's got that.
Well, and it's cool that they're all going to get together and do that. I think that's, I'll tell you, Emerald City Comic Con is becoming really one of the biggest cons out there. Obviously, San Diego is always going to be the biggest.
Yeah.
But, I mean, next to San Diego, I think you can put Emerald City Comic Con, ECCC, right up there with the main cons all around the country because of stuff like that.
Totally, yeah.
Which, you know, good for them because, I mean, this was a con that started out as a little con that could way back in the day, and it is now a full-blown, huge, amazing con, and much props out to the ECCC folks.
So I think this would be the opportunity to dress up like a member of Back to the Future if you're going.
That's not a bad idea.
Right?
My dad's been wanting to do that for Halloween for years, where he would be Marty and I'd be Doc.
I want to be old upside down George, you know, because he needs to have his back like from Back to the Future 2.
I go Michael J. Fox, man, with the sweet vest.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's going to go do that. I'm going to go. So? I look like Crispin Glover, but he says I look like him anyway.
Okay.
Let me dress up as him as the old guy, but upside down to help his back.
And then you can show up and say, look, I know he's not here. I'll just fill in. Let me sit up on the panel with you guys.
Dude, they probably would let me.
No, I'm positive they won't.
Oh, Matt Smith is going to be there?
Oh, my.
Ooh,
oh, Doctor
yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
LeVar Burton.
Matt Smith, by the way, for all you Crown fans, is also King George, in the first season, the first seasons of The Crown, so he's there.
Hodor is going to be there.
Yep.
Hodor?
Yeah, Christian Nairn, yeah.
Good for him.
It also might mean he's doing a show because he's a DJ as well. Yeah.
He should just be there standing next to a door with it open. He should just be holding a door.
With a collection jug.
Yeah.
He'll make more money that way than by doing pictures.
How awesome would that be? He's not going to be going into the main hall. He's just holding the door for you to go for the panel.
C-3PO is going to be there.
Yep.
Oh, Anthony Daniels.
Yeah, that guy.
All right, that's cool. They got people.
Mm-hmm.
They have got people. Amy Jo Johnson, wasn't she the Power Ranger?
Yeah.
The Pink Ranger is going to be there?
Yeah.
Oh, man, they do have people. All right. There you go.
They do have people.
Emerald City Comic Con, just go, just search for it so you can get your stuff.
And
we're going to be there. I know Vicky's going to be there. Rev's going to be there. I'm going to be there.
Mm-hmm. And fingers crossed, handing out BJ Geek Nation deodorant sticks.
That's right. Yeah, I'll be gaming my ass off. That's what I'm going to be doing.
So I said, did Crispin Glover sue them after the second movie?
Yes.
Oh, then that might be why he's not there.
Yeah. Why did he sue them?
Because they replaced him, because he's a weirdo.
They replaced him with who?
They replaced him. They used some old footage, and then they had a lot of back shots, so you just saw the back of his head.
I never knew that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I don't know the reasoning why offhand, but absolutely they replaced him.
That is, you know what, you probably, if I watched it today, I would totally notice, but that totally tricked me. I never knew that he was replaced.
Wow. Yeah, and he took him to court because of all this.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So you might be a little salty about that.
I can understand.
Nah, get over it. It's been 30 years, buddy.
Well, the idea that you use somebody's likeness without you're not supposed to do that.
By the way, if you want to see a good Crispin Glover show, watch American Gods on Stars.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's really good on that.
Yeah, I hope that they bring that back again. That show has so many problems.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So I want to know, where do I get tickets for your wrestling match tonight? Tonight is the Battle Rumble, 3-2-1 battle. The advance tickets are gone, the seats are gone, but standing room is always available. And
SRO.
That's right. So you just show up, and standing room, honestly, you're just right up in it. It's a small room. It's really cool. It's a real fun punk rock underground wrestling vibe to it all. And you just show up to Evolve Fitness like around 8:30 or so, and it's like a couple bucks to get in.
Nice.
Like just ten or so. I don't know exactly how much I go. I get in for free.
You know what? You are a good spokesperson for the company.
You know what? Google.
I don't know. Go in there and find out. Just show up.
Tickets are available. Bring $20.
I don't know what you're doing.
And whatever you get back exchange, you buy drinks and Jello shots because they're available.
If you keep bothering me, I'm going to hit you with a chair. Okay, get out of here.
Well, I won't go that far.
Yeah. And so this is the big deal tonight, right?
Battle Rumble. Yeah. Whoever wins the big
so Battle everybody
Rumble.
Just keeps going in the ring.
It's like a Royal Rumble, but every few minutes a new person gets entered, nice. And whoever wins it gets the Battle Medallion.
Be careful how you just say that.
Well, you never know what happens in 3-2-1 Battle. Jesus. It's weird wrestling, BJ.
A new person gets entered.
It gets really weird sometimes.
I don't want to be part of this anymore. I didn't know I was going to get entered, sir. Excuse me.
It's always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the fun part is that there's that geek section. So one section is called the baby face section. The other side is the heel section. So you got a group of the people in the crowd cheering just for the good guys.
Okay.
And then another side of the room that cheer for the bad guys.
And you, of course,
for a while, I was getting booed by both, which was awesome.
Well, everybody hated you?
Yeah. I was voted the best heel of 3-2-1 Battle this year.
You're such a good heel that even the bad guy lovers hate you.
Yes. Or that's I'm just that obnoxious.
Yeah, that's an accomplishment right there.
But the last show, though, the bad guy side was cheering me on, so it was weird.
Okay, finally, they realize, okay, we have to embrace
this. We're doing this wrong.
He's the best of the worst. We need to embrace him.
Right. All right, and where can I get tickets? What do I got
to
do?
Just show up to Evolve Fitness tonight sometime after 8 o'clock.
All right, good.
There you go.
There you go. See Steve at his best or worst. It really depends.
It depends on the night.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't even wrestle. Maybe I'll just there to greet people.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I'll do whatever I want.
Well, you've got to use. I mean, they have the Battle Royal, Battle Rumble, Battle. What do you call it now?
The Battle Rumble. You have it, right?
Yeah. What do you mean you're not going to wrestle? Everybody's going in the ring. You're going to just stand there and go, F it.
I might just take a seat and watch. I don't know what's going to happen.
Are you going to just chirp at everybody?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
grab a microphone and yell at people.
All right, I do support that. Right. I do appreciate you, and then you just never getting in the ring, but calling them all jerks and wussies and whatever, but never getting in there yourself.
I refuse. You can't throw me out of the ring because it's over the top rope. You get eliminated.
Yeah.
You can't get eliminated if you never go into the ring.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. So you're going to use that as a technicality and win?
I don't know. I haven't figured this out yet.
Yeah, I can tell. But you know what? I like the plan.
What if I just never go in? And then for like weeks, or like this match is still not over, Steve has refused to go in.
He's not gone in yet. So technically,
I found a loophole.
You have. The belt stays with you.
Forever.
Evolve Fitness. See the insanity that is Steve Miggs. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I got a text earlier. We were talking about things that should be rules. Someone says...
there should be a law.
There should be a law against ruining baby announcements. BJ from Justin in Burlington.
Okay. First of all, that was Danny.
Wow.
And Danny ruined everything, but we felt badly for Danny and his family, so we let him stay.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about there should be a law that dogs can also be the reason why you can ride in the carpool lane? I'm for that.
No. No dogs and no babies. Come on.
If you're going to allow babies, babies are just as capable of driving a vehicle as a dog.
You're not wrong, but you should not allow babies.
But they do.
Yeah, they're a human being. I mean, it's unfortunate. It's an unfortunate loophole.
They're not helping any traffic at all. They're not going to a job.
You
they're
are
not
right,
doing
sir.
Anything.
No,
you
are right. Yeah, it's not like the baby was going to drive. But because of the carpool opportunities, it decided not to.
But here's what I'll say, Rev. I was 100% on your side till they came up with the pay lanes. Once they came up with the pay lanes, you realize now it's not just about being fair. It's just about, look, anybody can drive this lane as long as you want to pay us money. So I look at it like, let the baby go now. If they didn't come up with the pay lanes, meaning they really cared about getting traffic people off the road, but... Hey, if I'm driving in one of those Bellevue pay lanes, going on 405, I'm not saving anything. It's just me in the car, but they let me do it anyway.
Well, let the dumb baby pay then.
Let the dumb baby. Now, I actually am for that. You know what? That's a great idea, Steve. Let's suck more money out of parents. Yes, you could drive in the carpool lane with your baby and your dog, but you have to pay.
Oh. Man, I'll be honest. When that baby came out, one of my first thoughts was, this is so cool. I could drive in the carpool lane now.
I wonder if people just, they pull you, because sometimes maybe they don't notice there's a baby in the car. If you got in the back seat or whatever, and therefore, maybe some tinted window, so they don't see anybody, pull it over, and they look back there, and the cop is like, stupid baby. You're just like, oh, dude, I thought I had a ticket.
Yeah.
You jerk. I got my quota. You made me waste this time. I'm giving you a ticket just for being you.
So I just need like a baby on board sticker.
Ooh.
At all times.
I wonder if that works. Baby on board sticker, tinted windows, nobody bothers you.
And get a child seat, even if you don't have a child. I mean, if you get pulled over, of course, then you could get a ticket.
Well,
that ticket is expensive.
That's when you say, oh, my God, I'm just so used to having him in the back seat. I totally forgot. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, or you forgot the baby.
Don't put a fake child in the back seat. That's where you'll get more of a ticket.
Have the baby seat and be like, officer, I completely spaced on grabbing my child when I grabbed the baby seat.
Dude, this is what you do. You're on to something really good.
Or stupid.
He pulls you over and he goes, hey, dude, you got nobody in the car. I go, no, I got the baby. He goes, there's nobody back there. Oh, my God, Walmart! Just say that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, dude, you got to sell it.
Yeah, just sell it and go, I got to go back to Walmart right now.
Why would you take your baby out of the child seat?
You're shopping at Walmart.
Oh.
You
silly me.
Yeah, you take it out of the child seat and put it into the baby seat that's in the Walmart cart. They got a little baby seat in the Walmart cart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, but you really have to sell it.
Roll the window in the back down.
Okay.
And then when they pull you over and they see that, you're like, oh my God, I think my baby jumped out of the car.
Oh, jeez.
I gotta find her.
I don't know which is worse, the leaving it at like the Walmart or the baby leaping out of your car.
Yes, he pulls you over on I-5 and you tell him the story, which is, oh my God, I think my baby jumped out on the freeway.
Again.
You know what that makes you? That makes you to the point where he's like, I'm taking you in because if this is true, you are the worst parent ever.
Or it's just a very talented baby.
Yeah.
She does this all the time. She's fine.
She's fine. She's an acrobat.
That's why when I was stuck in traffic. I just didn't hear her.
She's a stunt man for all the baby shows
stunt
you see on
baby.
TV. Yeah. All right. I have a question, and it has nothing to do with Steve's jumping baby. What do Ryan Castle and ICE have in common? You're going to find out at 9:52 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and ICE have in common?
Is it cold and wet?
Oh, yes.
Sorry, buddy.
They both know how to make my grandma's hips feel good.
She is a dirty bird.
Yeah, I like that one. Okay, that wins.
Oh, they both like Zambonis.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
I have a feeling it's the bony part of that they were referring to.
Zamboni.
Uh-huh.
And both are better soaked in whiskey.
All right.
Yeah, it's true.
Goes great with whiskey.
Yeah,
I like a little ice in my whiskey. Not a lot, just a little.
Yeah.
Just
put a little hair on your chest.
Just enough to open it up a little bit.
I gotta tell you this, man. If you want to be a thief.
Talk about ice still?
Yeah. That's what
maybe.
If you want to be a thief, you might want to think about where you live. If it's Nebraska, if it's the winter, do you want to do your robbing in the winter? Because there was a man, a woman, they broke into an apartment, stole somebody's TV. And while stealing the TV, again, it's Nebraska, it's winter, he slipped on ice and broke his leg in the process.
Well, in this burglar's defense, the weather sucks in the summertime in Nebraska, too.
Yeah, good point.
Just sucks to be in Nebraska. Yeah,
just don't go there.
He got tracked down, by the way, because they went to the hospital and go, hey, it's TV broken leg guy, you're arrested. What a great day for him.
There's like four people in the whole hospital. I think it's him.
It's probably him. Ryan Castle, he's up next. He's got your 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
I'd imagine the older you get, the less you want to believe that you're not capable of being able to do what you used to do.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
I'm definitely not looking at you. You don't do anything physical.
Why is everybody...
Definitely not. It's not like you're like, hey, bro, I used to play football and I still can.
I just tweaked my back yesterday, so I have to... I don't know if I can stand up for the whole
show.
Shocking.
Oh, boy.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, listen, man.
I'm guessing you did it by sneezing.
Anybody can hurt themselves sneezing. That happens. Sneezing is very powerful force.
So it was less than that?
Yeah. Oh.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you upfront about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.